So one of the questions that I get asked quite a bit is, what's one of my biggest fantasies? And normally I answer that I don't really have any fantasies. Like, there are things that I like to do, but I don't really have too many fantasies, if any at all, for there to be really anything ranking as like something that I really want to do. Just because after being an escort, after living out everybody's fantasies, after living out every fantasy that I could think of, every situation that I could possibly dream up, there's just not much left. Nothing really stands out in my mind. And I was talking to my friend down in Louisiana, and he said that's bullshit, because he was a male escort for 3 years, and he still has fantasies. He just Every now and then he'll think of something. And, it's something that he wants to do, and it's. So he says it's bullshit. It's a bullshit answer, and I'm not allowed to answer like that anymore. So I've been, thinking, about that the last week or so since we've had that conversation. And, I've finally come up with a fantasy. And. This friend in Louisiana is trying to turn me into a lady. He says 2 days a week I have to act like a lady, dress like a lady, and more or less be a good girl. And today is not one of those days, but I actually get insanely turned on. Even though I know he's not gonna see it and he's like a squillion miles away in Louisiana, I get really turned on dressing up for him. So I get up and, I shower and I shave, and I just, like, everything I do is just, like, thinking about being a good girl and making sure that everything about me is perfect. I make sure not a single hair is out of place and my hair is nicely done, and I put on what I call my good girl clothes. And, put on my good girl clothes. And one of those requirements is at least once a week I have to wear a dress or a skirt. And yesterday, was my good girl day. Like I said, today is not one of the days where I'm being good. So I'm kind of playing with myself while I make this post, just because I want to. So yeah, yesterday I wore a skirt. It was this long, black kind of flowy skirt that went down to my ankles, and I wore a pair of tights underneath it, and a pair of waterproof boots because it was raining. And, I've been told that I'm not allowed to come until I finish telling my fantasy. So, and this is part of it, is being dressed up like a girl. Because I don't dress like a girl often. I love my jeans and my t-shirts. Or, like, lately, just because, like, I don't really do much, I wear, like, a pair of shorts and, like, a sweatshirt. So, I was wearing my skirt, my tights, my boots, and I was wearing a really, a tank top. just a purple tank top, and, a jacket yesterday, and I looked cute. I looked like a lady. I got his stamp of approval, but it was raining out, and this kind of came to me last night. I was walking home, and I got soaked. Like, I could have taken the quick way home and taken a bus home, but I like to walk home after class, and it was raining so hard that my skirt, My skirt was soaked. Like, it was absolutely drenched, like, not even, like, a full minute into walking home. Like, it was soaking wet. And my jacket was waterproof, so, you know, my upper half was okay, and I had a hood up, so, but my skirt was soaked. And the rain was just pounding down. Like, it was, like, there was, like, little mini rivers on the street where I was walking, going by in the gutters. And this is when I thought of my fantasy. I've never had sex in the rain. Ever. It's just something that I've never done. And last night I was walking home and I was in this drenched skirt. And I figured I'm soaking wet anyways. Why not? So I was jumping in puddles and splashing, and I jumped in a puddle that turned out to be a puddle that went up to my knees. So I walked by, on my way home, I walked past the street that leads to a kind of a little bit of a private park, and I thought how much I would love for someone to take me into that park and let me take my boots off and let me push my tights and my underwear, because I was wearing good girl underwear yesterday. I was actually wearing silk panties, silk bikini panties, because good girls don't wear thongs, apparently. That's one of the rules. And you know, take me into the park and let me push, take my boots off and take my tights off and take my panties off and sit me on the edge of a picnic table and spread my legs. And I was so cold last night, I couldn't help but think about how awesome it would feel to have my skirt bunched up around my hips and my legs spread wide and shivering in the pounding rain. And what did it feel like to take my shirt off and just let the rain absolutely pour down on me, soaking every inch of my body through all my clothes, just being absolutely drenched and being stripped naked in this park. And being sitting on the edge of this picnic table with my legs spread wide, rain dripping down my body, and I could feel it dripping off my pussy, down my thighs, and then having this warm male body step between my legs, and wrapping my legs around that heat, and having him just pull his cock out, just his cock, and push it inside of me, and pulling him deep inside of me with my legs wrapped around him and his body pressed against mine. And stealing his body heat from my own while he starts to fuck me. No nice and easy, no foreplay or preamble, because I'm soaking wet out in the rain. I love feeling it drip through my hair and down my face, feeling the rain fall off my breasts. I love feeling it drip down my body. And then having him there fucking me so brutally hard, just slamming into me again and again. His hands on my hips, bruising, occasionally reaching up to twist a nipple. But The girls don't do this. The girls don't fuck in the park. So I need to be punished. And so he pulls away and he turns me around. And he lets the head of his cock slide between my ass cheeks before he spanks me hard. And he's being, I can't help but think that he, over and over he slaps my ass, right cheek and left cheek, turning them both bright red, punishing me for being a bad girl. And then when my ass is getting sore, he bends me back over the table so that I'm face down on the picnic table, my face pressing against the cold, wet surface. My tits are pressed down too. My nipples grinding against the tabletop as I move. And he slams back into me, fucking me. It would feel so good having him pump into me and stretch me out. Stretching my tight little pussy out. He's fucking me harder and faster. The fronts of my hips are slapping off the picnic table. They're getting bruised. And his hands are on my hips, gripping tight. One hand slides up my back to wrap my hair around his fist. And he pulls my head back so that my back is arched deeply. And his other hand comes up to rest on my shoulder. And he uses my hair and his grip on my shoulder to pull me back onto his cock harder. And he's there pounding into me. I feel him getting ready to come. I want him to come so bad. I'm squeezing him tight inside of me. I'm begging him, please come for me, please. Begging him to make me his filthy fucking cum dumpster. Because girls don't talk like good girls don't talk like that. He lets go of my shoulder and slaps my ass. And he keeps fucking me. And I keep begging him to come for me. Treat me like the dirty little slut that I am. Keep fucking me. I keep begging him to make me the dirty fucking little cum dumpster. I keep begging for his cum. Until he blows his load. And with those last few thrusts, he reaches around me and pinches and rolls my clit. I can feel him coming inside of me, and he's rolling my clit, and he tells me to come for him. Working my clit. It feels so good. again. Holy plummeting shit rockets. Oh gosh. And that's my fantasy.